ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 2nd चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 40 प्लीज रिपीट। मत्स्य अश्व कच्छप नृसिंह वराह हंस राजन्य विप्र विबुधेषु कृत अवतारः त्वं पाशि न त्रि च यथा अधुना ईश भारम भुवनः हर यदुत्तम वंदनं ते। मत्स्याशकच्छपनिशिंगवराहहंस राजन्य विप्र विबुधेषु कृतावतारः त्वं पाशिनस्त्रिभुवनं च यथाधुनेश त्वं पाशिनस्त्रिभुवनं च यथाधुनेश भारं भुवः रजदुत्तमवन्दनं ते। मत्स्याशकच्छपनिशिंगवराहहंस राजन्य विप्र विबुधेषु कृतावतारः त्वं पाशिनस्त्रिभुवनं च यथाधुनेश भारं भुवः रजदुत्तमवन्दनं ते। मत्स्याशकच्छपनृसिंहवराहहंस राजन्य विप्र विबुधेषु कृतावतारः त्वं पाशिनस्त्रिभुवनं च यथाधुनेश भारं भुवः रजदुत्तमवन्दनं ते। Matajis. Word-to-word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Matsya, the fish incarnation. Ashwa, the horse incarnation. Kachapa, the tortoise incarnation. Nrisingha, the Narasingha incarnation. Varaha, the Varaha incarnation. Hangsha, the Swan incarnation. Rajanya, incarnations as Lord Ramachandra and other Kshatriyas. Vipra, incarnations as Brahmanas like Vamandeva. Vibhudheshu, among the demigods. Krita Avatara, appeared as incarnations. Twang, your lordship. Pashi, please save. Na, us. Tribhuvanam cha, and the three walls. Yatha, as well as. Adhuna, now. Isha, O Supreme Lord. Bharam, burden. Bhuvaha, of the earth. Hara, please diminish. Yaduttama, Yaduttama, O Lord Krishna, best of the Yadus. Vandanam te, we offer our prayers unto you. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O Supreme Controller, your Lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, a tortoise, Narsingadev, a boar, a swan, Lord Ramachandra, Parshuram, and among the demigods Vamandeva, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now please protect us again by your mercy by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. Please repeat. O Supreme Controller, your Lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, a tortoise, Narsingadev, a boar, a swan, Lord Ramachandra, Parashuram, and among the demigods, Vamandeva, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now please protect us again by your mercy by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In every incarnation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a particular mission to execute. And this was true in his appearance as the son of Devaki in the family of the Yadus. Thus all the demigods offered their prayers to the Lord, bowing down before him, and requested the Lord to do the needful. We cannot order the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do anything for us. We can simply offer him our obeisances as advised in Bhagavad Gita, Man Mana Bhavo Mad Bhakto Mad Jiyaji Mam Namaskuru, and pray to him for annihilation of dangers. Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Gyanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manavishtang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupang Kadamayang Dadati Sapadantikam Bandehang Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalang Shri Guru Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupang Sagrajatang Sahagana Raghunathan Nitvang Tang Swajivam Sadhaitang Savadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitangsha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastute Tapto Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyai Vacha Patitanang Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adyaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarvinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the demigods are offering their prayers to Lord Krishna in the womb of Mother Devaki. The purpose of their prayers is described in the last line of this verse, Bharang Bhuva Haro Jyoduttamo Bandhanangte. Bandhanang, O my dear Lord, we offer our bandhana, prayers to you. Please Bharam Bhuva Haro. Please reduce the bharam, means burden, reduce the burden of this world. So the demoniac people always increases the burdens of Mother Earth. And whereas a devotee is always concerned about how to reduce the bhar, burden of this material world. Shri Chaitanya Kripa Bharo Bhuvi Bhuvo Bhar Abhantarako. Srinivas Acharya wrote in 6th Goswami Ashtakam. The 6th Goswami is a Vrindavan, headed by Rupa Goswami. Krishna Kirtano Gana Nartana Paro. They always engaged in the loudly chanting of the holy name, and they would chant and dance constantly. And by doing that, Shri Chaitanya Kripa Bharo Bhuvi Bhuvo Bhar Abhantarako. They relieved Mother Earth from the overburden. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it has been described how Mother Earth is actually floating. Floating on Garbhaduk ocean. But when people become too much sinful, Mother Earth become overburden. So, when people commit sinful activities, then there is a sense of Mother Earth fall down into the Garbhaduk ocean. But a devotee, they are concerned how to lighten up this burden of Mother Earth. We know the first time of Hiranyaksha. In Hiranyaksha, he exploited gold from Mother Earth. Mother Earth, actually in certain condition only Earth planet can float on the water. But when someone disturbs on that condition, it fall down into the Garbhaduk ocean. So, when Hiranyaksha exploited the gold, mother earth fell down into Garbhadak ocean. And Supreme Personality of Godhead had to appear as incarnation of boar, as described in this verse, Varaha Hansa. Basati Dashana Shikhare Dharini Tavalagna Shoshini Kalong Kukale Bani Magna Keshavadhrita Shukara Rupa Jai Jagadishahare. And Jayadev Goswami writes, when Dharini Tavalagna, when Mother Earth fell down into the Garbhadak ocean, Lord Varahadev Shukar, Lord Varahadev appeared and he lifted Mother Earth from the Garbhadak ocean. So similarly we see when the leader of the society or heads of the government are not religious, are not fivers and committing sinful activities, then Mother Earth get disturbed. We find the example of King Bena, father of Maharaj Prithu. He was such a cruel king. He was torturing all the saintly people in his kingdom. And in due course of time, Mother Earth stopped providing all the necessities like food, grains and rain, everything. So when the king or the leader of the society not engaged in the service of Lord, Mother Earth doesn't happy to provide the necessities. And that's why we see today in the modern world there is so much scarcity of water, rains, food grains, everything. I think in Los Angeles also there is a scarcity of water going on. But Mother Earth is very happy to provide all the necessities if we engage whatever we are getting from Mother Earth to the service of the Lord. In this regard, we can give the example of Maharaj Janak. Maharaj Janak was great Mahajan, Pralhada Janaka Vishnu. And Bhagavad Gita also Krishna told about Maharaj Janak. Karmaneva hi asthitam, asthita Janak Adaya. So Janak Maharaj, one day when he was flowing a field, he found Sita Devi in the field. So who is Sita Devi? Sita Devi is not other than Lakshmi. So goddess of wealth. Janak Maharaj, Mother Earth gave goddess of wealth to Janak Maharaj. Because she knows very well that he will use this great wealth in the service of Lord. And we have seen Maharaj Janak, he offered Sita Devi to Lord Ramachandra. So when we use the property, the wealth of Mother Earth to the service of Lord, then only Mother Earth will happily provide all the necessities. Otherwise, there will be a scarcity everywhere. So in this verse, the demigods, they are praying to Supreme Lord, please appear in this material world, because now also there is another king, Kongsha, he is creating disturbance in this world. So please diminish this disturbance and please appear as soon as possible. But here the important, interesting point is, before submitting their request to Supreme Lord to appear in this world, they actually glorified Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Masasya Kasyapa Nrisingha Varaha Hansa. Oh my dear Lord, you have appeared in different millennium as Matsyavatar, Kurumavatar, Varahavatar, Nrisingavatar. So what is the need of glorifying Supreme Lord in this way? They could have directly asked, my dear Supreme Lord, you are well aware of this condition of material world, how Kamsa is disturbing, you should come as soon as possible. So why they started their prayers with the glorification of Supreme Lord? There are actually two reasons. The first reason is, when we approach Supreme Personality of Godhead or a pure devotee of the Lord, such as a spiritual master, to seek any help, we should first glorify them before asking our help. Now one may ask, why? Why we should glorify them? Is Supreme Personality of Godhead or his pure devotees, they are eager to listen, hear their own glorification? No, actually this is for our benefit. Although this same prayer, this prayer in this verse, demigods, they are offering, Supreme Lord, he have heard this prayer many times. Many times. In Bhagavatam also you have seen from the beginning, Kunti Devi offered same prayer, then Kapil Dev offered same prayer, Devahuti offered same prayer. But why Supreme Personality of God again and again he want to listen the same prayers? Because by this Supreme Personality of God, he can come to know that these devotees who came to approach me, they are in proper knowledge. We can approach directly Supreme Lord, okay, you come, appear as soon as possible because Kaṅksha is disturbing. But when they offer this prayer that in the fast, you killed Kaṅksha, you killed Hiranyakashipu in the fast, you appeared in the form of a tortoise, Varaha, Nrisingha. So that proves that demigods, they are in perfect knowledge. They did not come to ask anything material for us. They know the supremacy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in order to confirm that they are in proper knowledge, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is eager to listen his own prayers, own glorification. And the second reason is that devotees, they are very clever. By offering this glorification to Supreme Lord, they are actually indirectly inciting the anger of Supreme Lord. So, my dear Lord, in the first, you have seen how Hiranyakashipu, he was disturbing Prahlad Maharaj, and you had to appear, not in a human form, half animal, half man. And you appeared in the first, how Hiranyaksha disturbed the whole world, then you had to come in the form of a boar. So, when devotees remind all these things to Supreme Lord, he become very angry. Okay, now I shall go immediately, I shall kill this Kaṅksha. So this is the kind of a technique of devotees. Although Supreme Personality of God, he is aware of everything. But still, when the devotees tell all these things, he becomes more desirous to come, to appear. Like when once Lord Ramachandra and Sita Devi, they are roaming in the forest, and one sages, he was showing the different places of the forest, and they are in exile. And the sages, he indicated one mountain nearby. And Lord Ramachandra became inquisitive, what is this mountain? And the sages replied, this is actually mountain of bones. This is the mountain of bones of the sages. Ravana and his followers, every day they come here and they kill so many sages and they throw in these specific places. So that becomes a hill of bones. And upon hearing this message, Ramachandra, he became very angry. He took his bow and arrow. Today I shall kill all the demons from this world. Of course he could not do that because Mother Sita stopped him. So by hearing all this thing, Supreme Personality of God, sometimes he become, you know, eager to come as soon as possible. And this is the duty of a devotee. They want Supreme Lord should come as soon as possible. And that's how Naradmi also did with Kaṅksha. When Kaṅksha, he got this prophecy that 8th son of Devaki would kill him. So he was waiting for 8th son to take birth. But Narad Muni came one day in his palace and he says, oh Kaṅksha, you are so foolish. How do you know which one is the 8th son? And he took a lotus flower. A lotus have 8 petals. So he shown Kaṅksha, you see, if you count from this one will be 8th one. But if you count from this direction, this one will be 8th one. So how do you know which one is the 8th son of Devaki? You should kill everyone. So the plan of Narad Muni was, if he kills all the other brothers, then only Krishna will appear. So this is kind of a technique of devotees. You know? So by hearing all this thing, how devotees are in distress condition, Supreme Lord, he can't tolerate himself. What to speak of Supreme Lord, there is a first time of King Kulashekhar. Prabhupada wrote a book, Mukundamala Stroth, the prayers of King Kulashekhar. He was a great king of South India and he was a great devotee of Lord Ram. King Kulashekhar, he used to listen Ramayana every time, every single day. So on a specific day when King Kulashekhar, he was listening the Aranyakanda, and the speaker of the Ramayana, he was, you know, narrating how, the first times how Ravana came from Lanka, and he cheated Ramchandra and Lakshman to run after that golden deer, and he had stolen Mother Sita, and he was taking her to other side of ocean Lanka. And King Kulashekar, he was so absorbed in hearing this first time. He was totally absorbed in the first time that how is it possible Ravana, he touched Mother Sita. He became so angry, he immediately stood up. I said, "Oh, minister, soldier, prime minister, please take my sword, take my bow and arrow. I should go immediately to save Mother Sita. To go to Lanka, I have to save Mother Sita." And he actually started. He ran immediately from that place. And he was ready with bow and arrow. "I should kill Ravana today. How dare he is to touch my mother." And the ministers and prime minister, they were very clever. So they made a plan. They came from opposite direction with a victory flag. They said, "Oh, King Kulashekar, already Ravana is killed. Lord Ramachandra already went before you and he killed Ravana. So you don't have to go." So by hearing all these things, even the devotee becomes angry. And what to speak of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why the demigods, they are offering this wonderful, they are kind of reminding Supreme Personality of Godhead about his first activities. Even same thing we find in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna left for Mathura, the gopis in the separation of Krishna, they are praying to Krishna, "Bisha jalapaya byala rakshasa parsha morutat vaidyut analat brishamay atmaja vishvato bhayat rishavate vayam shashate mukham." So they told, "Oh Krishna, in the past you have killed Agasur, Bakasur, Dhenukasur, Kalyanag, but now you have left for Mathura. If any other demon comes, who will protect us?" So by indirectly saying these prayers, they are actually inviting Krishna to appear again in Vrindavan. So devotees are very clever how to invite Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Bhagavad Gita, as Krishna spoke, "Yada jadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharato." Whenever there is some problem in religion, and when the disturbance comes up, every millennium Supreme Lord appears. But now question is, why every time we see demigods and other devotees, they have to offer prayers Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear in this world? The Supreme Lord, he should come as a matter of his duty, because he told in Bhagavad Gita, "Jada jadahi dharmasya glanir," he will appear whenever there is any discrepancies of religion. So why there is a need of prayers to invite him? He is aware of everything. The answer is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is so merciful, he wants to give the credit to his devotees of his appearance. He will come definitely, but he wants to give the credit to his devotees, that because of them I appeared in this world. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in every millennium, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to give the credit to Aditya Acharya, he appeared by the calling of Aditya Acharya. So that's why all the Supreme Lord, he should come as a matter of his duty, but he wants to give the credit to his devotee. That's why he wait for their prayers, for their invitation. Now, Prabhupada pointed out in the purport that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he have some special mission to execute in every millennium. In Bhagavad Gita, we find generally Supreme Personality of Godhead appears for two reasons: paritranaya sadhunang vinashayacha dushritang, to protect his devotees and to annihilate the miscreants. Every millennium he appears. But now point is that, does it require to protect the devotees? Because devotees are always already delivered. In Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter, Krishna says, Mamcha jo bhavicharena bhakti yogena sevate swagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Because a devotee, he is engaged in the unalloyed devotional service of Supreme Lord. He is already beyond the three modes of material nature. He is already delivered. So Prabhupada explained in the book, Prayers of Mother Kunti, Queen Kunti, that there is no need of Supreme Lord to come in this world to protect his devotees because they are already delivered. Also there is a verse, Iha jasse harir jasse karmana manasa gira nikhil ashrashi avasthashu jivan mukta sauchyate. A devotee who engages his mind, words and body in the service of Lord, although he is staying, he is remaining in this world, he is liberated. So there is no need of Supreme Lord to come in this world to protect his devotees, because devotees are already protected. And the second purpose is to annihilate, to destroy the miscreants. And Prabhupada says, one earthquake is sufficient to kill all the demons of Mathura or Sri Lanka. Even to kill the demons, there is no need of Supreme Personality to come in this world. So the answer is, Prabhupada explained, why does Supreme Personality of God appears in every millennium? Because the great devotees of Supreme Lord, they are so anxious to see Him face to face. And that's why Supreme Personality of God appears in every millennium. When we find same example in Ramayana, when Kaikeyi asked these boons from Dasharath, and she sent Lord Ramachandra in the forest for 12 years. Whole Ayodhya became submerged into misery's pain. But those who are staying in the forest, they are very happy. They are thanking to Mother Kaikeyi, you did a very good job. Because we are waiting to get the darshan of Ramachandra, and because of you it's possible. So Prabhupada pointed out, actually this is the commentary of Baladevi Dabhasan. Prabhupada commented in Prayers of Queen Kunti. This is the only reason that Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, to give His darshan to His devotees. No other reason. And when He appears to give His darshan to devotees, as a side effect, the demons automatically killed. This can be explained with the analogy, the appearance of sun. In Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, this example comes, Keshit kevalaya bhakta vasudeva parayana agham dhunanti krashnena niharam eva bhaskara. When sun arises in the sky, what is the purpose of sun? To illuminate this world with light and to remove the darkness. But when the sun arises, illuminate this world with light, the niharam eva bhaskara. In the winter season, the fogs also disappear. But that was not the purpose of sun appearance. Sun appears to remove the darkness, but as a side effect, fogs also disappear. And Haridas Thakur explained in Harinam Chintamani, not only that, the thieves and rogues, dacoits, those who are plundering during night time, they also hide themselves as soon as sun arises. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, He appears in this world to give His darshan to the devotees, and as a side effect, the demons disappear. Demoniac people hide Himself, or Supreme Lord, He killed the demoniac people. And Prabhupada explained in the purport another important point, that we cannot order the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do anything for us. We can simply offer our obeisances to them, to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Asking anything material to Supreme Personality of Godhead is kind of greatest foolishness. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when someone, especially a devotee, he asks anything material for him, what Krishna thinks in his mind? when we ask anything material to Supreme Lord, what Krishna thinks in his mind? He says, Ami vigya shei murkhe vishay keno debo, shwa charanamrita diya vishay bhulaibo. As soon as a devotee asks anything material to Krishna, Krishna thinks he is so foolish. I am here, I am waiting here to give him the most valuable thing, Krishna Prem, which is like jewel and diamond, and he is asking something very little material. I am ready to give him millions of dollars, but he came to ask me $2. So Krishna thinks in his mind, he is such a foolish. But again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, immediately Krishna thought in his mind, Ami vigya shei murkhe vishay kena debo. Okay, my devotee, he may be in darkness, in ignorance, but I am intelligent. Why shall I will allow him some material benefit, material benediction? Rather, I will attract him to my lotus feet and gradually I will make him forget about material things. And that is the glories of devotional service. And asking anything material to Supreme Lord, Prabhupada gave example, is just like an old lady went to forest and it became very dark night, and she was a woodcutter. She collected a bunch of wood, and in the evening she was very fearful, afraid. And she asked help from Supreme Lord, oh Lord, please help me, help me. And Lord appeared in front of her, and Lord asked, what do you need? And she said, please, can you carry this wood from me? And Prabhupada said, such a foolish. Lord appeared in front of her. She could ask a much more valuable thing. Please give me Krishna Prem. So that's how Krishna get hearts. When someone, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when a devotee asks anything material to Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee never asks anything material. He never approaches Supreme Personality of Godhead for any material things. The mood of a devotee is, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Maravi Rakhavi Jo Ichha Tuhara Nitya Dasha Prati Tuha Adhikara. If you want, my dear Lord, you can kill me. If you want, you can protect me. Whatever is your desire. Because Nitya Dasha Prati Tuha Adhikara. Because as a eternal servant, this is your right. I am your eternal servant. So you can do whatever you want to do with me. And Prabhupada pointed out, the demigods here, they didn't come to approach Supreme Lord, you should appear as soon as possible. Rather, they said, this is the situation of this world. Now please do the needful. This is the mode of a first-class devotee or first-class disciple. Rather than instructing a spiritual master or Supreme Lord, they explain the situation. We should not consider that we know better than our spiritual master or Supreme Lord. They know everything. They are aware of everything. We have to just explain the situation, and according to situation, they will do the needful. And a similar verse we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj also, exactly similar verse Prahlad Maharaj offered to Nrisingadev. Ithang ni tirujaka rishi devo jashva avatarai, lokan bhiva vayashi hongshi jagat pratipan, dharmang mahapurusha paashi juganu vrittam, channo kalo jadabhavash, tri jugas atho satam. Exactly similar verse Prahlad Maharaj offered to Nrisingadev, that my dear Lord, you have appeared in different millennium as a boar, as a matsya, as a kurma, as Nrishing, as different Bhamandev. But in Kali Yuga, you did not incarnate like other incarnation. That's why your name is Tri Yuga. And the same prayers there's an offering here, demigods, that by your mercy, please appear in this material world. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be most merciful. Toma vina kre dayalu jagato sangshare. We know that Krishna is, or any incarnation of Supreme Lord is merciful. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be most munificent incarnation of Lord. In Shukadev Goswami, he explained in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Kangba dayalu sharanang brajemo, aho bhakki jastana kala kutam. That Bhakki, the sister of Bakashur, Putana, came to kill Krishna by mixing poison on her breast, and Krishna treated her as his mother. Kongba dayalu sharanang brajemo. Who can be more merciful than this Krishna? Can anyone become more merciful than this Krishna who treated his enemy as his mother? But again we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be most merciful. So who is actually most merciful incarnation? Paramo Karuna Pahu Dvijana Sabo Avatar Sar Shiromani. But actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful. Why? The simple answer is given in this regard. Krishna killed or delivered all the demons when the demons came to the place of Krishna. When they came and approached Krishna, they challenged Krishna. Then only Krishna killed them. Aghasur, Bhagasur, Dhenugasur, everyone came to Vrindavan and then only Krishna killed them. But Hayrat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not invited by any demons. Rather, he went to door to door to kill the demoniac propensities of every living entities. So this is the difference. Krishna killed the demons when they came to Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu killed the demons by going to their place. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered most munificent incarnation. So in this verse, the demigods, they are offering obeisances to Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they are glorifying Supreme Lord for His different first time in previous ages, and they are requesting Supreme Lord, please do the needful, because Kongsha is also causing same problem nowadays. Hare Krishna. Shall I stop here? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments or corrections? Hare Krishna. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande.